You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. I'm Steve Bertrand. Thanks very much for tuning in on this Monday afternoon. On a phone line now is State Representative LaShawn Ford. Representative, welcome back to the Afternoon News.
I'm happy to be on with you. Thank
well, I think
you for having me.
You're especially happy today, right? Congratulations on this bill. This has been a quick fight, but a heavy lift.
It has been a heavy lift, and everyone in Illinois should be very, very happy that change is underway.
What's the biggest reason that we should be happy, or the biggest change coming that should bring happiness to us?
Well, I think that safety in Illinois is on the horizon because we're going to be more fair as it relates to the criminal justice process. And I have to give Governor J.B. Pritzker credit because today, Governor J.B. Pritzker had an LBJ moment. You know, he did what was right, and he did what was not popular.
Well, certainly not popular with law enforcement. Mark Maton is on the phone line as well. He's the Illinois Association of Chiefs of Police Legislative Committee Chairman. Chief, welcome to Chicago's Afternoon News.
Thanks, Steve.
You're Chief at Lamont, is that right?
I am.
Okay. Well, have you met LaShawn Ford? A gentleman, say hello.
Hello, Chief. How are you?
Well, so, Chief, my thought here was that I've talked to police chiefs about this bill. I've talked to legislators about it, but I haven't talked to the two of you together. So if we could have, you know, a little bit of a discussion here, I think it would help me because I'm not sure what's what on this. So what is it, Mark, that is a concern of yours with this bill?
So I think the chiefs and law enforcement in general are most concerned with the language. The language in the bill is poorly written, it's ambiguous, it's counterintuitive, and it contains a lot of conflicting language. So, you know, I was a little bit disheartened at the rhetoric today that characterized, you know, our concerns over the ambiguous language as fear-mongering. Since the passage of this legislation, we've had numerous calls with many of the legislators on both sides of the aisle who have acknowledged the problematic and poorly written language contained in the trailer and have mentioned that a trailer bill will be forthcoming. You know, the Attorney General himself today said that, you know, there's a lot of legal language issues in this bill, and he's ultimately going to be the one that is going to be asked to interpret a lot of these sections.
Representative Ford, it did come through pretty quickly, didn't it?
No, it didn't come through. Nothing happened in this session that lame duck session that we haven't been working on for decades. I mean, people like Art Turner that was there years ago, he was working on this very issue. I mean, this is something that Mary Flowers, that has been there since 1983, I think, she's been working on it. So it's nothing new. But what
okay.
we need to do is but- recognize at this point that we have to work together. We shouldn't get to points like this where things seem to be rushed.
I'm with you on that, that it's been talked about for a long time, but the actual language of the bill came upon us pretty quickly. Am I incorrect in that?
Well, that bill draft, yes, but the actual single bills have been filed over and over and over again, and I think that the chief has seen these same bills many times before. You know, it became a reality that it was going to happen, and I think people took it serious this time, and I think that we have to recognize when there's a push for change, we should all come to the table and be serious about the change that's being advocated for.
Can you reassure Chief Maton that police aren't going to be, the chairman of the Republican Party called this an anti-policing bill. How can you reassure Chief Maton that that's not the case?
Well, because nothing takes effect immediately. We're talking about bail bond, elimination of the bail bond. It's 2 years from now. So the fact that it's not going to happen for 2 years, I think that we know that we're safe and we still have a chance to work with the chief of police and all of law enforcement to make sure that what we've done is going to be the best language to have for Illinois law. So I don't think anyone has to worry that our streets are going to be less safe today because nothing takes effect until for 2 years.
Well, Chief, are you concerned that the streets are going to be less safe in 2 years?
Well, like Representative Ford, I think that we do have time to work on this. And as long as they're receptive and open to the process, you know, we worked collaboratively with the Illinois Attorney General since July to craft the section on police licensing and decertification. The 300 pages of that bill that were kind of incorporated at the last minute that were from him, they were vetted. It was properly researched language, and that's why, you know, sections of that bill, you know, probably don't need, other than some, you know, some drafting errors, don't need to be rehashed. And a lot of the language, by the way, that's in that section conflicts with language in the other section, but it's an easy fix. It's just either eliminating the conflicting language in the earlier section or just bringing the definitions from the Attorney General section into
Chief, if they fix that language, are you okay with this bill? And if not, why not?
We've expressed from the beginning that that we're not opposed to some of the concepts in this bill, and we're not opposed to positive police reform and police modernization. You know, we support getting rid of bad cops, but there needs to be a system of due process. We're interested in deploying body cameras, but we need help to defray the costs of the program and need to make body camera operations much less complicated like it is in each of the other 49 states. You know, we don't want force to be used improperly, but we need language governing force to be lawful and unambiguous.
Representative, I was talking to a chief earlier, and he said that, or maybe I read this, that police officers, when filing their reports, can't refer to their own video, body cam video, to make their reports, that they can't view what's seen on the camera in filling out their report. Is that still in the bill?
You know, I can't speak to whether or not they're able to use that, but once again, body cam doesn't take effect until 2025. That law, that part of the law doesn't take effect until 2025. So what we have done as a legislature is really set the stage for making sure that Illinois leads in criminal justice reform. So I really like the way the chief is speaking. He's looking for accountability on in law enforcement, and he wants what's right. And we're on the right page. But guess what? If this bill had not been signed into law by Governor J.B. Pritzker, we would not be here today to make sure that we get it right.
Is it significant, Chief Maton, that only two state's attorneys from the 102 counties in Illinois have signed off on this?
Well, I think it is. And I think a lot of those state's attorneys are willing to work on a trailer bill and to explain what the issues are with the law. And, you know, from the police chief's perspective, we're kind of letting the state's attorneys lead that because they understand from a jurisprudence standpoint what that language should be. And to answer your question on the body cameras, Representative Ford is correct that all of the mandates for body cameras don't take effect till 2025 for the agencies that don't have body cameras. But for the ones that already have them, those are effective on July 1st. So on July 1st, those sections will take effect. And that section that you mentioned is exactly, I think, one of the problems with this bill, because I think that there was a belief that the technology allowed officers to tamper with evidence if they got that, and it's a fundamental misunderstanding of what that technology is. And had we been in a room to sit down with the staff attorneys that wrote this bill, we could have asked them, what are you trying to achieve with this language? And when they would have explained it to us, we could have had a conversation and maybe got them to where they were comfortable with language that stopped what they were worried about, but still afforded police officers to have the ability to look at their language before they wrote the reports. Think about your tapes when you do a taped interview. Would you want to write a story before listening to the interview that you just did?
Well, no, but you know, the other side of that, Chief, is I cut out all my mistakes. And I say that as a joke, sort of, but you know, there is that possibility. Or, you know, I could write the report. I could write the report to reflect what's on the tape, which might not be my full experience either.
Yeah, and officers don't have access to modifying the tape like apparently you do.
I'd cut your mistakes out too, Chief, just to be sure. I mean, we're all on the same page. LaShawn, I don't understand still the elimination of cash bond. I mean, I know I understand it as a as the principal, and I think it's a pretty good idea. You shouldn't have to stay in jail if you can't afford to post bond, but the guy who is accused of doing the same thing can't afford it, that person leaves. I understand that. But it seems to me now, do you think we're going to be having more people held without bond or fewer? It seems to me like we almost are going to certainly have more people in jails without bond.
Well, Steve, I think what we have now with this two-year period before the law goes into effect, we're going to have an opportunity for judges to be reconditioned and start thinking about this process differently. And I think that we will now think differently. That's what laws does. That's what laws do. And we have to make sure that we do everything we can to condition our minds to think differently.
Chief Maton,
so I don't think we're going to have more people locked up, but what we will have is a fair process where people that's nonviolent will not be locked up anymore in our county jails.
Chief, we've got about a minute left. Are there any other issues you want to address with Representative Ford?
No, and, you know, from the chiefs of police perspective, with the bail reform, we were clear with the lieutenant governor when she unveiled these concepts in February of this year that we were open to looking at a bail reform, but they had to do two things. They had to ensure that the state's attorneys and judges, it was clear to them what discretion they had so that they could continue to lock up people that were a danger to the community, and number two, that they had to find some way of guaranteeing that people would show up for the court dates.
That is, go ahead.
And we haven't, you know, right now I'm not sure that is incorporated in that bill.
It sounds to me, Representative, but that's the thing I'm hearing from you, Sean, is that everything, none of what seems to have been passed has been finalized. You're going to go back and fix just about everything.
Well, Steve, I think that my thought is we believe that things are good, but we believe as a caucus and as a legislature that if those that understand the process that were not willing to negotiate at the time because they just wanted to be a hard no and drew the line in the sand, now we have a law. Now we're going to work from a different angle. We're going to work from an angle of saying, okay, we need to tweak this. But before, we didn't have people willing to talk about change. They were, no, we need to leave everything the way it is. Now we're saying, we have a law, let's tweak the law. That's why we're in a better situation today.
State Representative LaShawn Ford and Lamont Chief Mark Maton. Listen, thanks to both of you. I think you certainly helped me out. I hope you helped out everyone else as well.
I look forward to working with the Travis. Thank you.
All right. Be well. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. Let's get into the newsroom now.